What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
Here is Ashley. Y'all, this is a jaw-dropping story right here. And her message really is pretty clear. Look, if your gut is telling you there's something wrong, there's probably something wrong. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows better than she does. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Bert. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, you're on the voice disguiser now. I don't want to have to question you through this story, because in reading over your emails, there are so many twists and turns to this thing that I think I try to interrupt you with questions, it'll mess it all up. So tell your story.
Okay. Hey, guys. I love your show. I've been listening for a long time. Thanks. I never thought I'd be a crazy person calling up and telling you something like this. But anyway, it all started, I met my husband 4 years ago. I actually am a registered nurse down in Atlanta, and I was performing CPR on his friend who fell out drunk outside a bar and hit his head. So that's how I met him. And
that's a great story.
Our relationship kind of progressed,
awesome.
Just progressed pretty fast. And, you know, we just kind of fell hard for each other and told me everything I wanted to hear. I had just come out of a 2-year relationship before that, so I was pretty vulnerable when I met him, but, you know, it was like a whirlwind romance. Everything was good. And then probably about a year into the relationship, the name calling started, the verbal abuse started, and it just kind of got progressively worse. I got pregnant with my daughter in 2008, and at that time I had broken up with him, and, I just thought I owed it to her to try to make a family work. So, you know, and I didn't know anything at this point. And so anyway, I got back with him and, you know, I had my daughter. And just, let's see, he's been acting kind of strange the last few weeks. I've been working a lot of hours. I'm pregnant again. We got married back in last May. So we've been married almost a year. And I've been with him since 06. So, you know, it's been a while, but I noticed that he's been kind of acting funny the last, like, few months, but I've been working a lot of hours. I work at night, so I'm not there a lot. I've been working 60 hours a week trying to make ends meet because the recession kind of hit us hard. He lost his job last September, and, you know, it's just been hard, so... Anyway, I wasn't there a lot, left my daughter with him thinking she was safe at night, you know, went off to work, and he told me he got this great new job doing cable and that he was going to be starting soon. This was like a couple months ago, and so, you know, every time I'd come home in the morning, he would leave, and I would think that he was going to his job, his new job that he was training to do. And he would take money out of the account here and there, saying, oh, I need to buy a tool for my work. Oh, I need to, you know, purchase this. Oh, I just needed some lunch money for work. And, you know, so I didn't think anything of it. And one day he just didn't come home. And that was the 16th, so about 2 Fridays ago. And, you know, I was wondering where the hell he was.
Sorry,
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio. I was just wondering where he was. Didn't come home. Nobody called me. Nobody, you know, texted me, nothing. And I finally panicked and called a friend of ours, like, right before I had to go to work that night, because he was supposed to watch my daughter. And I went over there, and nobody knew where he was. And that night, I found out Friday night that he was from the news, Fox 5 News, that he had bound and gagged a woman in her home.
Oh, my God.
At gunpoint with stolen weapons.
No.
He was found with crystal meth, cocaine, marijuana on him.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, her son owed him drug money. Her son was only 17 years old.
Oh, my God.
He was caught with a girl with him, and he had stolen weapons in the car. I mean, just completely, he had been trafficking drugs. What I found out from later, he cheated on me with at least 10 different women. Dating back to 2007, I had no idea. I mean, his parents have told me things. I mean, I'm just like, why is everybody coming out now saying these things? Yeah. They made me look like a fool for so long. And I've known for a while that something was up. I just didn't know what. And a few months ago, I had contemplated divorce because things have just gotten bad. He was verbally abusive to me. You know, just my opinion didn't matter. I felt like it didn't matter. But I didn't really have a good reason other than the fact that we just didn't get along. You know, I mean, I just, and I didn't really feel good about myself, you know.
I had
abusive parents, too, and I just didn't really feel very good about myself my whole life. So, you know, I guess I was attracted to, like, a little bad boy who told me what I wanted to hear. And, you know, it's just, I found all this out and, like, physically got sick because I was wondering, what in the heck has my daughter been around?
Right. Well, I actually want to go to the moment that you're watching Fox 5. Like, you were home in your house and you were just kind of casually watching the news?
Well, I had gotten wind from a friend when I dropped my daughter off that he might be in jail. And I said, for what? And then they said, well, apparently it's coming on Fox or something. Somebody had tipped somebody off. I don't know how they knew. But I turned on the news, and there it was.
Wow.
So you're sitting there. I mean, I think Melissa, what Melissa's trying to get at is pretty amazing. So you're sitting there, and you're watching television, and you must have just broke down crying. Like this.
Oh, yeah. I got physically sick. Like, I threw up, actually.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I could not handle it. I mean, I'm 20 weeks pregnant, you know, with my second child. I got physically sick, you know. His friends are calling me up the next day telling me, oh, yeah, he's been cheating on you. On top of that, I'm worried about my health.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God, he's exposed me and my unborn child to diseases. You know, I mean, I'm an RN. You know, that's what you think about. And then I just couldn't handle the fact that my daughter wasn't safe. I mean, you know, I just thought that I was just leaving. I mean, he has the face of my husband, the name of my husband. But nothing like I thought he was. I mean, I knew he was, like, you know, he had a past with drugs and stuff in high school. But I thought that was over, you know, and I thought he had, you know, straightened his life out. But
did anybody in his life know who he was?
Yes.
Who?
Yes. His friends have been telling me things all now that, you know, everything's come out. They said, oh, yeah, he was over here this day doing this and this and this when he told you he was at work. I'm like, why are you telling me this now? Why did you let this go this far? Like, you know, I'm so mad at everybody. Like, I'm mad at myself because I put up with this for so long, and I just wanted to come on and say that if somebody out there is wondering if they should get out of a relationship that's not good for them, nobody liked my husband. None of my friends did. Mm-hmm. My
that's
mother didn't.
Yeah.
My family didn't.
Wow.
My sister didn't. Nobody liked him.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, oh, they just don't like him, you know, just because he's different, you know, because he was from the country, you know, and he was raised differently than me. And, you know, I mean, I just thought that, oh, they just didn't like him because of that, you know. But, I mean, deep in my heart, I knew always that I wasn't quite happy. But I think I just wanted the relationship to work so much, and as screwed up as it sounds. But
you know that movie The Sixth Sense, where you see the very last scene and then all of a sudden everything in the whole movie makes sense to you?
Wait, don't tell me I'm going to theaters this weekend.
Has it been like that for you the last couple of weeks now that you know what he's really like in this other life? Are you putting everything
like all hindsight is always 20/20. And like, I mean, all the signs, like, were there. Red flags all along the way that I just decided to just not go with my gut and just, it's easy to come up with excuses when you're in it, you know, and, oh, he's just doing this. Oh, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. And then, I mean, at this point, it's just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm just so glad nobody got hurt. Like, I mean, I'm so glad. Like, everybody's okay, but it just really has rocked my world for the last 10 days.
I would imagine as a nurse, though, you could recognize if somebody was on drugs. Was he on drugs? Now that you look back, was he on drugs this whole time?
I have no idea. I don't know. You know, he had been acting the last probably 2 weeks. He'd been acting like he's just real distant. So I would say that if I had any inkling that he was on anything, it was really hitting him hard the last couple of weeks, but I had no clue at all.
So,
I mean, you would think that I would recognize that, but I've never really been around that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I guess I'm just pretty naive to it. He knows that. He knows he could take advantage of me. And I just thought I was working a lot of hours. I hadn't really spent a lot of time with him, and I just thought it was just that, you know, and that he was working hard, and, you know, he drained my bank account the day that he got arrested.
And he left me
with $20 to take care of me and my daughter for 2 weeks, because I didn't get paid for 2 weeks.
Are you okay? I mean, do you need help?
Oh, yeah, no, my relatives have come through for me and gave me money. And I actually moved out of my house because I didn't know if he owed anybody else money. I didn't know who knew where I lived. And so I, like, just picked up my stuff and left because I was so afraid for my life and my daughter. I mean, cars have been coming by my house, slowing down, and then, you know, speeding off. I mean, it just really has freaked me out. And the police won't help me because they just said it's an ongoing investigation, and they don't really, I mean, that nobody's come and talked to me or anything, but.
So he's in jail now, right?
Yeah, yeah. They denied him bond and everything, and I'm glad because he's where he belongs. I mean, so he can't hurt anybody else, and he can't come and hurt us.
Man, for you, I mean, and your whole life changes in one day.
Yeah.
In one news report, everything that you know is different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been going through anger, crying, growing up physically, you know, distress manifesting itself physically. I mean, I just shaking, can't deal with things, then just going back to being mad. I mean, it's just been a roller coaster, but I've got some really good people around me. And, you know, my mom, the one thing she said to me was, you deserve everything you're getting because you've put up with him for so long.
I don't think anybody deserves that.
And,
that's not fair.
I mean, I don't expect people to feel sorry for me. I don't feel sorry for myself, but I don't think anybody deserves it.
Well, nobody deserves it, but she probably was just frustrated because she had been trying to tell you for so long.
Like when I was about a year and a half old, she left my dad because he was into drugs and alcohol, and wound up he killed somebody and went to jail. So I mean, she's just said, you didn't learn from me, so I don't have any sympathy for you.
It's just keep on coming. Well, thank you for sharing your story here. And if you're listening to this, I mean, the reason why we're putting Ashley on here is she's telling you, look, follow your gut here.
Right.
She was getting those little messages in the back of her head all the time, and she was ignoring them. And then she wakes up one morning and finds out that her husband is a drug dealer and basically kidnapped a woman. And
insane.
And also, to keep this in mind, if you're running after the MARTA and you miss it by a minute and a half, your day really isn't that bad. Another bus is going to come along and 10 minutes, at least your significant other isn't in jail for bounding and gagging somebody.
Hey, Ashley, give us a call if you need anything over the next couple of months or whatever, okay?
Thanks, guys. Love you.
All right. Thanks for telling the story.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Unbelievable, huh?
Wild.
It just reminds you never know what somebody's going through. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, somebody's in a bad mood at the grocery store, somebody's looking disheveled, having a bad, like, you just don't know what's going on people's lives.
Why is that woman being such a bitch?
Right.
Well, she just found out her husband is a drug dealer for the last 5 years.
It's the Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.